I'm excited about today's service.
下午好。
And it's so good to see so many parents in our audience. If your child makes a little noise, we welcome it.
我们很高兴看到这么多的父母带着孩子来到我们的敬拜当中。如果你的孩子发出一些声音的话，不要担心，我们也不介意的。I
love the sound of children in our congregation.
我特别喜欢听到在敬拜中听到孩子的声音。
Well, as Kai said, I want to speak to you today on unforgettable parents, and I want to add unforgettable grandparents.
今天我们要讲的是令人难忘的父母，我还要加上祖父母。The
human memory is a fascinating thing.
因为人类的记忆很有意思。And
it's amazing how many things that we remember, as well as how many things that we forget.
我们能记住很多事情，也会忘掉很多事情。
For example, you'll remember the lyrics of some trivial song, but you'll forget your own cell phone number.
比如说你能记住很多冷僻歌曲的歌词，但是你却记不住自己的手机号码。
And if you're like me, you'll remember the important, or you'll forget the important, and you'll remember the minor.
你如果像我一样，你就会记不住重要的事儿，而能够记住不重要的事儿。
For example, you'll remember how to get to places that you haven't been to in years.
比如说你知道怎么样开车去那些你好多年前去过的地方。
But you'll need your GPS to get to a place that you visit every month.
但是去一个你每月都要去的地方，你却要使用导航仪。
When my son Ted was in aviation school, he works on jet engines. He would describe in detail a class that he had just had on jet engines.
我儿子上飞行学校的时候，有一次他学关于飞机引擎的知识，他学到了很多。And
he'll give facts and figures that made my head swim. He just remembered everything about it.
然后他回家告诉我关于引擎的那些数字、数据啊，那些知识，然后让我觉得特别惊讶。But
after being home for a weekend, he would forget his ID tag, his laundry, and his backpack, and head on off to school.
但是他在家待了一个周末以后，去上学的时候竟然忘了带他的名牌，忘了带他的衣服，也忘了带他的背包。Some
men who follow baseball can tell you the batting average of every batter on their favorite baseball team.
那些体育迷，他们就对自己的球队非常的熟悉，知道他们的一切数据。But
then they'll stand in the store and try to remember what their wife asked them to pick up just 5 minutes before.
但是如果老婆送他们去买一些东西，他们却想不起来5分钟前老婆要他买的是什么东西。It's
amazing what we remember and what we forget.
我们能记住什么，能忘记什么，都是很神奇的。But
one thing few people ever forget.
但是有一件事人从来都不会忘。Is
their parents.
就是他们的父母。
Ask someone to describe what they feel about their father and their mother. And the conversation suddenly changes to a deeper level.
你问一个人说啊，你觉得你的父母怎么样？ 立刻他们就可以说出一些非常深刻的东西。Parents
are unforgettable figures in life.
因为人一辈子都不会忘记自己的父母。Unforgettable
positively.
有的时候是因为好事而忘不了。
As well as unforgettably negatively.
有的时候是因为坏事而忘不了。
The memories you have of your father and your mother influence decisions that you make throughout your entire course of life.
你父母一生中给你留下的这些印记，你一辈子都忘不了了。And
far after the time you leave home, your parents' influence remains with you.
甚至当你长大成人，搬家搬出去以后，你父母的影响还是跟在你的身上。
Family counselors often refer to the CDs that we play in our minds of the words and phrases of our parents.
那些心理治疗的人会告诉我们说，我们的脑头脑里面就有一个光盘，它播放的都是父母留给我们的这些记忆。Now,
tragically, some of those are filled with destructive, hurtful phrases.
有的光盘里面存储的都是一些非常消极的、不好的东西。Such
things as you're stupid.
比如说你太蠢了。
You can't do anything right.
你什么也做不好。
You'll never amount to anything.
你什么也不是。
You're lazy.
你很懒惰。
You're more trouble than you're worth.
你整天就知道惹麻烦。
One father told his son, I wish you had never been born.
有一个父亲甚至对他的儿子说，我希望你从来没有出生过。
And unfortunately, these phrases go over and over in a person's mind.
很不幸，就这些话说出来以后，就深刻地印到光盘上，不停地播放。
Phrases heard from the lips of a father or a mother.
你从你父母嘴里听来的这些话。
And unless they're dealt with, they'll wreak destruction in the life of that individual.
当他们长大了以后，这些话还是能对他们产生影响。
Such a person will not be able to move on in a healthy way.
他们不可能轻易放下这些话，也无法健康的成长。
He or she will not be able to develop healthy relationships.
他们无法跟人建立一个健康的关系。
Things recorded on the CD of our mind undermine such things as worth and value and prevents positive achievement.
这些印在我们头脑光盘里的话，让我们对自己产生怀疑，让我们不能够去做成一些事情。
And as I said earlier, parents are unforgettable, positively or negatively.
所以作为一个父母，你要不然就是一种积极的方式让你的子女无法忘怀，或者用一种非常消极的方式让他们无法忘怀。
So with that reminder, I want to offer some help to parents as well as to grandparents today.
所以今天我想帮帮在座的父母和祖父母。
And I want to familiarize you with four phrases that will make your parenting unforgettable on the positive side.
我今天要教你们四句话，记住这四句话，以后你们在孩子眼头脑里面就是无法忘怀的，而且是正面的。
That you can say over and over and over again.
这四句话你们要不停地说，一遍一遍地说。
And as a result, they'll end up as a CD in the mind of your son or daughter, and he or she will play that CD for the rest of their life.
让这些话印在你子女的光盘里面，让他们一辈子都反复地播放。
Now, if you mean these phrases and you back them up with action,These phrases will make you an unforgettable parent as well as a grandparent in a positive way.
如果你能够真诚地说出这四句话，并且用行动来证明这四句话，那你在你的孩子或者你的孙辈眼中就是有这种正面的无法忘怀的形象。这就是你应该做的事情。
And so number one, I'm convinced that this is the single most important phrase that a child could hear from his parents or his grandparents.
我认为第一句话就是最重要的一句话，你要不断地对孩子说。
A phrase that a child could hear 10,000 times and still want to hear it again.
即使你说了一万遍，也还要继续说。
And you probably know what it is. It's the phrase, I love you.
你也许已经猜到了，就是我爱你。
Say the words, I love you, and then name your child's name.
你说我爱你某某某，把他的名字带入。
And say it over and over and over again.
一遍一遍地说。
You say, well, you know, love is something that I feel, but not always something that I say.
你也许会说，我爱是付诸行动，不是用嘴来说的。
My culture doesn't say those words.
在我们的文化里面不常说这句话。
We'll say them anyway and break the culture.
但是你还是要说，要突破你自己的文化。
Experts say that in order for a child to develop a healthy self-esteem, they must sense an enormous amount of love coming from both parents.
让一个孩子他能够有一种健康的自尊心的成长，他一定要能够强烈地感受到来自父母二人的爱。
A love that makes them feel treasured.
这种爱让他们觉得自己是被珍视的。
A love that they will crave whether they're 4, 24, or 44.
不论他们是四岁、二十四岁还是四十四岁，他们都渴慕这种爱。
And if your child doesn't feel that love, he or she will have a feeling of having been cheated of something within.
如果他得不到这种爱，他里面就会觉得他是被欺骗了。
Lots of times, children can't put it into words.
很多时候，孩子他无法表达这种感受。
But they know that uneasy feeling, that hole, that absence of a lack of love gives.
但是他们深深体会到这种空洞、空虚的这种感觉。
And it causes a lot of confusion and frustration and anger within.
在他们里面造成了很多的疑虑、很多的挫败感和这个愤怒。
And so parents and grandparents, you need to communicate those three words, I love you.
所以无论你是父母还是祖父母，你一定要常说这句话，我爱你。
And you need to communicate often on a daily basis.
而且要每天说。
Now I don't need to remind you that love is a major theme of the Bible.
我用不着提醒大家，爱是圣经里面主要的一个主题。
Jesus emphasized love over and over again, for God so loved the world.
主耶稣反复强调这个主题，神爱世人。
And 1 Corinthians 13 says this, If I could speak all the languages of earth and of angels, but didn't love, I would only be a noisy gong or a clanging cymbal.
哥林多前书说，我若能说万人的方言并天使的话语，却没有爱，我就成了鸣的锣响的钹一般。
If I had the gift of prophecy, and if I understood all of God's secret plans, and possessed all knowledge, and if I had faith that I could remove mountains, but didn't love, I would be nothing.
我若有先知讲道之能，也明白各样的奥秘、各样的知识，而且有全备的信，叫我能够移山，却没有爱，我就算不得什么。
And if I gave everything I have to the poor, and even sacrificed my body, and I could boast about it all, but I didn't love, I would have gained nothing.
我若将所有的周济穷人，又舍己身叫人焚烧，却没有爱，仍然与我无益。
Now we can translate that to say, although I as a parent have all the right words, but have not love, I might as well be talking to the wind.
我们把它翻译一下，作为一个家长，我纵有千言万语，却没有爱，还不如自言自语。
And though I have all the answers to your questions and have all the resources to pave the way for your future, but have not love, it amounts to nothing.
我若知晓所有的答案，并许你远大前程，却没有爱，就算不得什么。
And though I give you everything that I have and sacrifice every ounce of my energy to keep your growing body in clothes and feed you with meals and meet your needs and eventually send you off to college, but have not love, it's useless.
我若倾其所有，殚精竭虑，供你衣食所需，供你上大学，却没有爱，便一无是处。
Now this is true.
这是真的。
Because many parents have all of these qualities and more, but they fail when it comes to communicating love.
因为很多的家长他能做到上面说的这一切，但是他不能够有效地表达爱。
Now I found as a parent that I could say I love you and put a lot of effort into communicating it in one day and find that the next day that it had to be communicated all over again.
作为一个家长，我发现你今天要花很多时间精力去表达你的爱，你第二天照样也要重来一遍。这个事情要每天都做的。
And that's the way it is with love. Your children need daily refills.
你的孩子每天都需要你来一个。来重新给他注满他的，把你的爱注满他的心。
Now don't think because you said it yesterday, you don't need to say it today.
你不要觉得我昨天已经说过了，今天就不用再说了。
Don't think because you did something fantastic for your son or daughter yesterday that it should cover it for a week.
你不要以为你昨天你对孩子特别好，那你这个一个星期就不用再对他们好了。
You need to express it daily. I love you.
我爱你这个事情是要每天都表达的。
One of the greatest challenges of parenthood is finding a creative and convincing way to communicate love.
对很多家长而言，你能够找到一个有效的又有创意的来表达爱的方法，其实并不容易。
The way you communicate to an infant or to a toddler is much different than the way you need to communicate it to a teenager.
你向小幼儿表达爱的方式，和你向十几岁的孩子表达爱的方式，肯定是不一样的。
And we have to change the way we let them know how much we love them as they grow.
孩子在成长，我们也要把自己表达爱的方式来适应。
Furthermore, the way we communicate love to one child is not necessarily the way we communicate it to another child.
你对一个孩子表达爱的方式，并不等同于对另一个孩子表达爱的方式，
Because each child is different.
因为每个孩子都不一样，
And each has different interests.
他们的兴趣不一样，
And each has different needs.
他们的诉求不一样，
And each has a different personality and makeup.
他们的个性、才干也不一样，
And so you need to know your children.
所以你要了解他们。
And you need to make adjustments in the way that you communicate your love to them.
你对每个人，你要有一个特定的方式表达你的爱。
You have to be in tune with each one individually.
你要跟他们有个人，有一种亲密的、私人的这种表达爱的关系。
Now, this is no small challenge.
能做到这一点很不容易的。
In fact, it's one of the greatest challenges in life.
甚至是你一生中所面临最大的挑战。
And for sure, it's easier for you to go to work and meet the challenges there than it is for you to communicate love at home.
就这么说吧，你每天去上班，在工作上面完成的那些挑战，都比你在家里面面对这个挑战要容易得多。
But to do so successfully is worth it.
但是如果你能够成功的话，那真的是很非常值得的。
The payoff is a CD in your child's mind that he or she will play over and over again for the rest of their life.
如果你能做到，那你的孩子的头脑里就这张你刻下的光盘，在他们一生中都会反复的播放。
When they think of their parents, they'll think, "My dad, my mom loves me."
当他们想到自己的父母的时候，立刻就会想到我的爸爸妈妈爱我。
And that will warm their spirit.
这个能够温暖他们的灵魂。
And it will make them feel valuable.
让他们觉得自己是值得爱的。
And it will keep them from looking for love in the wrong places.
让他们不会去到那个不该找爱的地方去找爱。
And these kind of things are vitally important.
这些都是非常重要的。
I came across this poem written by a dad to his daughter.
我看到一个父亲给他女儿写的一首诗。
It goes like this.
是这样。
You are a princess in my heart, and I care for you so much. I love the fondness in your eyes and your tender little touch.
你是我的小公主，我是多么在乎你！我爱你眼中的深情和你小手的触摸。
I looked at you when you were born, and I knew then straight away that I would be forever here to watch you grow and play.
自打你一出生，我就立刻知道，我永远都会在这里看着你成长和玩耍。
You bring to me a heart of joy and memories so great, and a powerful sense of fatherhood that no one can debate.
你带给我心中喜悦，留给我美好回忆，让我成为父亲，没人能够胜过。
I see you run and jump and shout and calling out my name. No love that I have ever known could ever feel the same.
我看你跑跑跳跳，还叫着我的名字，没有任何一种爱会是同样感受。
And so, my little princess, before you go to sleep, remember, I am your daddy, and I'm yours to keep.
所以，我的小公主，在你入睡之前，记得我是你爸爸，永远属于你的。
When it comes to the CD, your child will play of you in their mind. Will he or she play the words, "I love you," coming from your lips?
当你的孩子头脑中，你的光盘在播放的时候，他有没有看到那三个字，我爱你呢？
Do you say those words often enough?
你有没有经常说这句话呢？
Do you write them in texts and emails?
你有没有在给他们的短信和邮件当中写这句话呢？
Have you communicated love as he or she has grown and developed?
当他们长大的时候，你有没有也会这样表达呢？
Does your child know without a shadow of a doubt that you love him or her?
你的孩子有没有坚定不移地相信你爱他呢？
Making a CD that says I love you and that your child will play the rest of their life is the most important thing that you can do as a parent.
在你的孩子头脑中印下一张光盘，在他们一生中反复播放我爱你，这是你所能做的最重要的事情。
Such a CD will make you unforgettable.
这张光盘是让你成为无法忘怀的父亲。
And then number two, the second most important phrase.
那么第二个最重要的话是什么呢？
Now this might surprise you a bit.
我要让你们感到惊讶了。
It says, I'm sorry.
是，对不起。
I had to say those words many times as a father, and I'm sure I didn't say it enough.
作为一个父亲，我不停地说这句话，而且我觉得我说的还不够。
I love to tease, probably a trait that I picked up from my father.
我跟我爸爸一样，特别爱拿人打趣。
And I have one son who's good nature and fun-loving and basically unaffected by joking remarks.
我有一个儿子，他就是心地很善良，他也能够经得起别人开他玩笑。
But there were times when the joking went too far.
但他有的时候这个玩笑开得有点过。
And my son's feelings were hurt.
他也会感到受伤害。
And at such times, I had to say, I'm sorry, will you forgive me?
所以当这样子发生的时候，我就说，对不起，你能不能原谅我？
I have another son who's very organized and structured and precise.
我另外一个儿子呢，他非常的严谨。
And accordingly, he likes to know things in advance and have time to work it through in his mind.
在他的世界里，他必须要提前知道的事情，并且做出很好的规划才行。
And I'm kind of a last-minute person, and there were times when I made last-minute decisions regarding something that our family was going to do.
但是我呢，却没有这样的规划，我经常是做一个最后一分钟的决定。
And my son would get upset.
那我这个儿子就非常的难过。
He had other plans.
因为他已经做了别的计划。
And I'd have to say, I'm sorry, I should have communicated with you before I made those plans. Will you forgive me?
所以我就说，真的对不起，我应该早一点告诉你的，你能不能原谅我？
There were lots of other occasions.
还有很多别的情况。
And in those moments, I felt like any other parent would feel when they have failed, that I'm a failure of a dad.
那我就跟其他那些犯了错误的家长一样，感到自己很对不起孩子。
But do you know what grown children resent most about their parents?
你知不知道孩子长大以后，他们最讨厌他们父母的一点是什么？
It's this. They felt hurt, but dad and mom never acknowledged that he or she was sorry.
就是当他们受到父母伤害的时候，父母坚决不肯承认。
Parents, either we admit our mistakes and our failures and model repentance and humility to our children, or we rationalize our failure and model arrogant pride.
那作为家长，当你犯错误的时候，你会这样给他们做一个悔改、认罪的好榜样呢？还是给他们做一个就是死不悔改、给自己找借口的坏榜样呢？
When you've done something wrong, say you're sorry.
你如果做错了事情，你就要说对不起。
Admit failure.
承认你犯了错误。
And you know your child will respect you and at the same time elevate you in his or her admiration of you.
因为你勇于认错，在你孩子眼中，其实他们会对你更加尊敬。
Cover it up.
你去掩盖这个错误。
Excuse it.
找借口
，justify it，
强词夺理
，and your child will lose respect and at the same time feel resentment and anger toward you。
你的孩子就不会再尊敬你，并且他们会觉得你很恶心。
It's hard to swallow our pride and admit failure, but we've got to do it.
承认自己犯了错误是很难的，但是我们必须要承认。
You know, saying you're sorry teaches your child the difference between right and wrong.
说教对孩子说对不起，也是一个教导孩子认识错误和对错的一个机会。
In addition, saying you're sorry enables you to build authentic relationships with your child, one which is made of mistakes.
能够跟孩子说对不起，能够使你跟孩子建立一个真诚的关系。
But repairing those mistakes, saying I'm sorry, takes that relationship to a level, a higher level.
在你们的关系当中，双方都会犯错误，但是勇于纠正错误，说对不起，能够让这个关系更上一层楼。
He's saying amen out there.
有人在那边点头。
Furthermore, saying you're sorry teaches children your child to take responsibility for his or her actions and to ask forgiveness.
并且勇于说对不起，也是教导孩子勇于承担责任，学习原谅他人的一个过程。
You know, when we're wrong, we need to ask forgiveness.
当我们犯错的时候，我们要请求别人的原谅。
And there's freedom in forgiveness.
原谅使我们得自由。
Do you say you're sorry?
你有没有说过对不起？
Do you apologize for being hurtful?
你有没有为了做出伤人的事而去道歉？
Have you ever made a promise and then not keep it?
你有没有承诺过没有做到？
It hurts, and you need to apologize for that.
当你伤害别人的时候，你一定要道歉。
Do you model repentance when you've lost your temper and got angry?
你有没有因为自己发脾气而道歉呢？
I'm sorry becomes an unforgettable treasure on the CD of your child's mind.
从你嘴里说出来的对不起也会深深地印在孩子脑中那个光盘上。
He or she will think, Dad and Mom aren't perfect, but when they mess up,They feel terrible enough to admit it and to ask forgiveness.
他们会知道爸爸妈妈并不是完美的，他们也会犯错误。但是当他们犯错误的时候，他们勇于承认错误。
And in doing that, you become an unforgettable parent.
就是因为你勇于承认错误，你成为一个令人难忘的家长。
Unforgettable because your child knows you love them and treasure them enough to say sorry when you did something that hurt.
你使他们无法忘怀，因为孩子们知道你对他们的爱是如此的深，即使你犯过错误，你也愿意承认。
Two important phrases that should be playing on the CD of your child's mind.
两个很重要的话要在孩子头脑的光盘里印上。
Phrases he or she hears often coming from their dad and their mom.
他们应该经常听到。
The first one, what is it?
第一个是什么来着
？Say it.
说出来。
I love you. Second one.
第二个呢
？I'm sorry. Number three. The third phrase is just as important.
第三句话也是照样重要的。
It says, "I believe in you."
就是我相信你。
Another phrase your child will play on the CD of their mind, a phrase that will positively affect whatever they engage in.
这是一句能够刻印在他们的光盘里面，而且当他播放的时候，会带给他们很大的信心的一个正面的话。
A phrase that will influence every challenge that they face.
无论他们遇到什么挑战，头脑中就会跳出这句话。
And that is, I believe in you.
就是我相信你。
Parents and grandparents need to express confidence in their child.
父母和祖父母一定要对他们的孩子表达这种信心。
They need to affirm their talents.
要承认他们的才干。
They need to compliment their accomplishments.
要表扬他们的成就。
They need to reward their achievements.
要奖励他们所做的好事。
And they need to demonstrate trust in their decisions.
而且要表达出你对他们做出决定的信任。
When a child says something like, I can't do anything right.
当一个孩子很沮丧地说，哎呀，我什么也做不好的时候。
You need to say that's not true.
你要告诉他们不是的。
There are lots of things you do right.
你做了很多好事。
You love Jesus.
你爱主耶稣。
You love your family.
你爱你的家人。
You get good grades at school.
你在学校的成绩很好。
You help around the house.
你在家也做家务。
And then you need to reassure them in whatever area they're frustrated with.
而且你要对他们觉得不自信的地方给他们信心。
And you need to say, now, we're going to have to work a little harder in this area, but you can do it.
你要告诉他们，我们在这方面是要多付出些努力，但是你一定能成。
And I know you can do it, because I believe in you.
我知道你能成，因为我相信你。
Your child has got to hear that phrase coming from you over and over again. I believe in you.
你的孩子应该经常反复从你嘴中听到这句话，我相信你。
Perhaps the greatest concern of every parent and of every young person is how they're going to make a living in life, supporting a family.
现在这个年头，每一个家长和他们的孩子最担心的就是，这孩子长大以后能不能自食其力。
We live in a changing world.
因为这个世界变化太快了。
Culture is changing.
文化在不停的变化。
Technology is changing.
技术日新月异。
The economy is changing.
经济也在经常变化。
And your child needs to grow up with the confidence that they'll be able to make it.
你的孩子一定要有在信心里面长大。
Confidence grows out of a relationship with somebody important like parents and grandparents who say, you can do it.
如果他们跟自己的家长一起的时候经常听到我相信你能够做，他们就会建立强大的自信。
You can make it.
你能做。
You've got what it takes.
你可以的。
And I believe in you.
我相信你。
Jesus was a master at instilling confidence in people.
耶稣他就是在这方面他真的是个大师。
For example, he changed Simon's name to Peter.
你想他把西门改名成彼得。
Simon means sifting sand.
西门的意思就是流动的沙子。
Peter means solid rock.
彼得就是坚固的岩石。
Simon, before he followed Jesus, was rather unsteady and impulsive.
西门他认识主之前，他肯定是情绪不稳定，并且容易冲动的。
But in changing his name, Jesus was saying, Simon, I believe that you can be a rock, something stable, something the church can build itself upon.
耶稣呢，就给西门改名叫彼得。在改名的这个事情上，就是向彼得表明，耶稣说：“我相信你，你一定会成为一个教会能够建立在上面的磐石。”
And I believe in you.
我相信你。
Thereafter, whenever Peter heard his name,
那么在改名之后，彼得听到人家叫他这个名字。
Peter, he heard Jesus saying, "I believe in you."
每次听到人家叫他彼得的时候，他就会想到这是主耶稣跟他说：“我相信你。”
I believe in your character.
我相信你的品格。
I believe in your talents and skills.
我相信你的才干。
I believe in your faith.
我相信你有信心。
I believe in your future.
我相信你的未来。
And Peter lived up to Jesus' belief in him. Read the books of 1st and 2nd Peter in the Bible.
你看到彼得前后书，你也会发现彼得确实是按照耶稣的期待成长成他期待的模样。
Now in most cases, a child will live up to the belief their parents have in him or her.
因为大多数时候，你怎样看你的孩子，他们就会长成那个样子。
If you say that phrase, I believe in you, it will embed itself on a CD that your child plays in his or her mind all throughout their life.
你对孩子说，我相信你，这句话反反复复就会在他们头脑中刻在光盘上，在他们的一生当中都反复播放。
My mom and dad believed in me.
我的爸爸妈妈相信我。
And often when I didn't believe in myself, they did.
当我都不相信我自己的时候，他们还是相信我。
They believed that I had a talent for art, which I enjoy.
他们相信我有艺术天分。
They believed that I had a talent for music, which you hear me.
他们相信我有音乐天赋，你们也看到了。
They believed that I could make it through college.
他们相信我能够上大学。
9 years of it.
我上了九年。
They believed that I could preach.
他们相信我能够慕道慕会。
And whenever they believed, or whatever they believed that I could do, I aspired to do.
不论他们相信我能做什么，我都努力做到了。
To this day, I can hear my parents say, Bert, you can do it.
今天我还可以听到我父母对我说 Bert, 你可以做到。
They're gone now. But
他们已经回天家了。
In my mind, continues to play.
但是他们给我刻的光盘在反复的播放。
And whenever there's something I think I can't do, I hear them saying, Bert, you can do it. We believe in you.
每当我遇到一件难事，我觉得自己没法做的时候，就会听到他们说：“我们相信你能做到。”
I came across this.
我看到这个。
When I was 14, my dad decided to remodel the bathroom.
我14岁的时候，我爸爸想来重新装修一下浴室。
As he and I stood in the bathroom, he looked at me and he asked, "What do you think that we should do?"
我们站在那个浴室里面，我爸爸看着我就问我说，你觉得我们应该怎么做呢？
Now, I need to tell you that my dad was a mechanical engineer.
我应该告诉你们，就是我爸爸是一个工程师。
And there was no way that he didn't have that remodeling project planned and designed in his mind down to the last detail.
按照他的习性，他肯定早已经把这个装修的细节已经考虑得很周到了。
But that never popped into my head.
但是我当时没有意识到这一点。
Instead, I told him my ideas.
我真的就把自己的想法告诉他了。
He listened as I went on about what I would do.
他耐心地听我的想法。
And when I finished, my dad said, "You have some good ideas there. Let's try them."
我说完了以后，爸爸说，你这些主意不错，咱们来试试吧。
And that's how we proceeded with the project.
然后我们还真的就按照我的想法去做了。
I'm positive that some of my ideas were not all that good.
我现在知道我当时那些想法肯定有很多不好的地方。
I was 14.
因为我只有14岁。
But he never said anything.
但是我爸爸没有表示。
Rather, he made us partners in the project.
而是把我当作一个工程的伙伴。
And in doing so, he built my confidence in myself.
我们一起做这个项目。让我的心里面建立了很强的自信。
He always did, and eventually, I did have some good ideas and the confidence to do them.
他一直对我有信心，而且过后的好多年，我也真的是慢慢的有了自己的很好的想法。
Are you getting that message recorded on the CD in your child's mind?
你有没有也在你的孩子头脑的光盘里面印下这个信息呢？
The express confidence in him or her.
你有没有向他表示过？你对他有信心，相信他的能力。
Does she or he know that you believe in him, them?
他知不知道你相信他的能力？
Say it over and over. I believe in you.
要反复说，我相信你。
And so phrase number one, what is it? Let's hear it.
第一句话是什么来着？
I love you.
我爱你。
Phrase number two.
第二句。
I'm sorry. Phrase number three.
对不起。第三句呢？
I believe in you. Good. The kids heard that one. A final phrase.
最后一句话。
Very important one.
非常非常重要。
I'm praying for you.
我为你祷告。
As you tuck your child into bed every night, make sure that you say to them, I prayed for you today.
你每天把孩子送上床睡觉之前，一定要告诉他们说：“今天我为你祷告了。”
No matter what their age, communicate to your child, "I'm praying for you."
不论他们有多大，你都要告诉他们：“我在为你祷告。”
I prayed you would feel the love and presence of God.
我祷告求神让你感受到他的爱和同在。
I prayed that you would be protected from the evil one.
我求神救你脱离凶恶。
I prayed you'd be able to discern truth from error.
我求神教你辨别真理和谬误。
I prayed that God would guide you in the choices that you make.
我求神带领你做出正确的抉择。
I prayed your faith in God would keep growing.
我求神让你的信心增长。
I prayed that God would give you wisdom.
我求神给你智慧。
I prayed that you would love God with all of your heart.
我求神让你全心全意爱他。
I prayed that you would seek God's will over and over and not your will.
我求神让你永远寻求他的旨意而不是自己的旨意。
And I prayed for your protection.
我求神保守你。
Let your child know you prayed for them.
一定要让孩子知道你在为他们祷告。
That you prayed today.
你今天在祷告。
That you prayed yesterday.
你昨天也祷告。
And that you'll pray tomorrow.
你明天还是要祷告。
My parents prayed for me every single day.
我父母每天都为我祷告。
I know that because every morning they sat together in our living room, read a chapter of the Bible, and then prayed.
我知道他们祷告了，因为每天早上我都看到他们在客厅里面一起看圣经，一起祷告。
I heard them pray, and I heard what they prayed.
我听到他们祷告，也听到他们祷告的内容。
And those prayers influenced me. They influenced my behavior and my values.
这些祷告，他们影响了我的，我的身心灵。
Knowing that my parents were talking to God about me meant something to me.
知道我父母整天跟神谈的事情竟然是我，真的是让我很高兴。
It meant that they knew God.
这意味着他们是认识主的。
It meant that they were comfortable talking to God.
这意味着他们愿意跟神讲话。
And that it meant that my life and future were important to them, so important that they talked with God about me on a daily basis.
这意味着我的前途，我的未来对他们真的是何等重要，以至于他们愿意每天都向神交通这个事情。
And there were times when my parents would say to me, Bert, we've been praying, and we think that you ought to do such and such.
有的时候我父母会告诉我说我们一直在为你祷告我们觉得你应该这样这样做。
Now I knew they had been praying, I heard them pray, and I concluded that they had gotten directions from God so that I better do it.
我知道他们在为我祷告我也听到他们为我祷告我知道这一定是从神来的旨意所以我知道我就最好听从他们的建议。
And it turned out to be right.
而且每次我听他们的意见都是对的。
Now that's a CD you want your children hearing all the time in his or her life.
你也愿意，你也想要在你的子女头脑中的光盘里面写上这句话。
Parents and grandparents saying, I'm praying for you.
家长和祖父母对孩子说，我为你祷告。
It's a CD you want written on their mind.
你要在他们头脑的光盘里刻下这句话。
Pray for your child.
为他们祷告。
Let them hear you pray.
让他们听到你的祷告。
It will leave a lifetime memory.
会让他们一生不同。
Four phrases.
四句话。
Number one.
第一句。
Hear it. What is it?
是什么
?I love you.
我爱你。第二句。
I'm sorry. Number
对不起。第三句。
I believe in you. Number
4. 我相信你。
I'm praying for you. Those four.
我为你祷告。这四句话。
Can make your parenting positively unforgettable.
会让你的做父母让你的孩子永远都不会忘怀而且是一个正面的 方式。
And so make sure those phrases are on the CD of your child's mind.
一定要把这四句话刻在你孩子头脑的光盘中。
That he or she knows that you love them.
让他们知道你爱他们。
That you're sorry when you hurt them.
让他们知道你伤害他们的时候你是觉得抱歉的。
That you believe in them.
让他们知道你相信他们。
And that you're praying for them every single day.
让他们知道你每天都为他们祷告。
And parents, it's never too late to start.
家长同志们，永远也不觉得太晚。
Too early to start.
也没永远也不会太早来开始这个四句话。
Be unforgettable parents and grandparents.
做令人无法忘怀的父母和祖父母。
Let's pray.
我们一起祷告。
Father, we live in a world that is going wrong.
天父啊，我们所在的世界真的是有很多的错。
And we need parents who are responsible and dedicated.
我们需要负责任的、努力的父母。
And I pray that you will help every parent and grandparent in our audience today and listening on Zoom to be those kind of parents.
我求你带领在座的和线上的每一位父母和祖父母都成为这样的父母。
And I pray that you'll protect their children.
也求你亲自保守他们的子女。
And they will grow up to love and to serve you.
让这些孩子他们长大，继续爱你，侍奉你。
And this I pray in Jesus' name.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名求。
And everyone said, Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Now we have six parents that want to dedicate their children to the Lord this morning, or this afternoon. And I'm going to ask them if they'll come forward at this time.
哎，六个父母可以上来了。
好，弟兄姐妹平安。我们，感谢主，我们今天有这个儿童的奉献礼，然后我想这也不仅仅是一个简单的